Chapter 5. A Lasting Bulwark Against Tyranny. What is the basis for American liberty? From John F. Kennedy. And yet the same revolutionary beliefs for which our forebears fought are still at issue around the globe. The belief that the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. There has been much discussion, even among Christian patriots, about whether to call our American liberties God-given, civil, or constitutional rights. It seems the lines between these definitions have been blurred, leading to much confusion. Allow me to distinguish these three terms for the sake of what we are trying to accomplish. God-given rights. The idea of a right being, quote-unquote, God-given, presumes there is a God, a creator, and that all of our rights come directly from Him to every individual. Our founding fathers acknowledged this truth in the Declaration of Independence when they stated, quote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights," unquote. The political ideology that recognizes God as the highest authority in every case of law and justice, and that all of our rights come from this source, will be referred to for the purpose of this book as Americanism. Americanism maintains that our rights come from the hands of the Creator. This belief stands in stark contrast to all other forms of political ideology: socialism, communism, Marxism, Nazism, fascism, etc. It has been what has set America apart from every other form of government. It guarantees freedom to the common citizenry and outlaws tyranny, placing both a biblical and moral restraint upon corrupt or power-mad civil authorities who eagerly suppress our inalienable rights. One can often, in truth, ascertain the ideological persuasion of another person by determining whether or not they advocate and protect these rights. A person may be American by citizenship, for example, but also be a communist or a socialist, at least in regards to their ideology. An atheist, therefore, is not American in the genuine ideological sense of the word, because he denies the very existence of the Supreme Being, does not acknowledge his authority as Creator, and, accordingly, has no basis on which to affirm and protect God-given rights. The idea that our rights originate from our Creator is what makes these rights inalienable. The word inalienable means that these rights cannot be taken from us or be trampled on, in the ultimate sense, by any earthly or moral power, even government officials. Since God has given these rights to all men equally, it is then illogical to assume that any magistrate or bureaucrat has the authority to deprive others of them. As men are created equal, any attempt by civil authorities to control the lives and actions of their fellow man through laws and arbitrary enforcement must be clearly justified by a higher authority, or those very same laws are invalid and illegal. Constitutional rights. The phrase constitutional rights can be misleading if not understood and defined clearly. As Americans, we have been misled into thinking we have constitutional rights. While we do, we can appeal to something much higher. We have divine, God-given rights. And our founding fathers had the wisdom and foresight to protect these inalienable rights from the federal government officials by creating a legal document called the U.S. Constitution, which was later amended to include the Bill of Rights. The U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land and was created in order to curtail and limit the powers of the federal government. Our founding fathers had no confidence in government. Thomas Paine epitomized this healthy skepticism in his revolutionary pamphlet, Common Sense, which states, quote, "Society in every state is a blessing, but government, even in its best state, is but a necessary evil, in its worst state, an intolerable one." Unquote. The founders knew all too well what corrupt power does to mankind. Therefore, they created a legal document known as the Constitution, which the American people could later use to restrain the federal government from usurping or illegally taking power that was not granted to it by either man or God. When we think about why laws are established, we understand they are generally drawn up by government officials to regulate the lives of the citizenry and criminalize certain behavior. The U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights, on the other hand, were created for just the opposite purpose. These legal documents were created by we the people, through their representatives, to regulate the actions of federal government officials and criminalize unlawful behavior by civil authorities. None of the constitutional amendments in the Bill of Rights were intended to restrict the lives of American people. They restrict the federal government. The amendments do not say, "the people shall not." Rather, they say, "Congress shall not." The rights that our founding fathers sought to protect have always existed, as they were conveyed by the Creator Himself, and are applicable throughout the entire globe, in all countries, and at all times. The Bill of Rights puts a barrier around these God-given rights and serves as a restraining order on the federal government. It puts a legal fence around our God-given rights so that the newly created federal government would never be permitted to invade the sovereignty of individual states or impose with civil penalties unjust or illegal laws. In short, American constitutional law was created to restrain federal officials from suppressing our God-given rights. Civil rights. Like the phrase constitutional rights, the term civil rights can also be misleading if its definition is not understood clearly. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines the word civil as relating to the policy and government of the citizens and subjects of a state. A civil right or liberty involves the right of people to do or say things without being stopped, impeded, or interrupted by government officials. The difference between a humanistic view of civil rights and a biblical view of God-given rights hinges upon where these rights originate. Under all other ideological systems, socialism, communism, Marxism, fascism, etc., a citizen may be granted certain rights. But these rights arise from the benevolence of the civil authorities and can be taken away and suppressed at any time, at their discretion. In the American system of government, our rights are God-given, constitutionally protected, and cannot be legally suspended by government officials under any circumstances. Our founding fathers believed the government's primary responsibility was to secure and protect the rights that God conveyed to His people. If government officials either fail to protect these God-given rights, or worse yet, they themselves strip citizens of these rights, then the people have the right to institute a new government. This is clearly articulated in the Declaration of Independence. Quote, that to secure these God-given rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Unquote. Just 60 years ago, the Christian Church stood silently by as the federal government unconstitutionally kicked prayer and the Bible out of the public schools without understanding the effect that it would have on all of our other freedoms. State officials and their fiat decisions were now, in essence, replacing God as the highest authority. If there is no God or Creator who is recognized universally by the American people, and their elected representatives as the supreme authority in all matters of law and justice, then politicians and judges will, by default, usurp this power for themselves. If there is no higher authority than civil government, then the government literally becomes God and can determine which rights the people are permitted to enjoy and which rights will be taken away. If our rights do not come from God, as stated by the Founding Fathers, then they must necessarily come from the government. This view leads to government-granted privileges called civil rights, or human rights, as the Atheistic Humanist Manifesto reads. Such rights are flimsy indeed, and can provide no lasting bulwark against tyranny. End of chapter 5.